whenever these preachers make these false predictions that don't come true, wouldn't you think they'd lose their following at that point? But they never do. Like that phony Nigerian prophet, T.B. Joshua, who said that Hillary Clinton's going to, you know, win the presidency. He predicts it 2 days before the election because all the polls were in favor of Hillary. You know, because Gabriel came and told him that 2 days before. Because that's real important that the Nigerians know that 2 days before it happens. And, of course, it didn't happen. But I get emails from his followers. Ever since I said that a few weeks ago in my sermon, I get emails from his followers every day for the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. I'm getting messages from them like, why did you slander this man of God? T.B. Joshua is a true prophet of God. And, what, you know, and you need to come to Nigeria and tell him that. I'm like, no, I think I'll just stay here in Arizona. It's kind of a long trip just to go confront this guy and tell him, Trump won, you know. You're wrong, you know. All right, I'll see you later, you know. You're an idiot. You lied. Jesus doesn't talk to you. You made that up. You know, you made up that vision about Hillary winning. You know, but I mean, but it's just amazing. And then people, they have all these ways that they twist and try to like fall all over themselves just to try to prove that he wasn't wrong. So they're like, well, she did win the popular vote. You know, he just won the Electoral College. Right? You know, they have all these different ways. Or this is what they said. They said, well, he was saying that Hillary was going to be a judgment of God, but then all the Christians prayed really hard, so then God delivered us from Hillary. He said it was, this is what they said. This is his church's official explanation. They said, well, here's what happened. It's sort of like in Nineveh, where God said he's going to destroy Nineveh, but then they all prayed and got right with God, so then he didn't destroy. Yeah, except I don't remember America getting right with God in those couple of days. Right. November 7th and 8th, I didn't see any sackcloth on the animals, you know? I didn't see people turning from their wicked ways en masse on November 6th, 7th, and 8th, you know, so that the wrath of God in the form of Hillary, you know, Hurricane Hillary or whatever, you know, wouldn't be averted. I mean, but these people, they willingly believe a lie. These prophets who prophesy smooth things, they tell people what they want to hear. They preach things that to those who have itching ears, and they just want to believe the lie. So they can sit there and say, oh, the king of Babylon is never going to come. And then he comes and surrounds the city, and it's like, we're still listening to these guys. And Jeremiah's like, whoa, buddy, what about those preachers? But they will never admit that they were wrong. Now, I'm never going to have to admit that I made a wrong prophetic prediction because I don't make any predictions. I don't lie and say, God came to me and told me that X, Y, and Z is happening. So I'm never going to have to eat crow like that because I don't make those kind of predictions because those kind of predictions are a fraud.
Right, right.
People are just making things up and they're lying. It's like Jim Jones with all his fake healings and fake, you know, predictions and fakes. That's, you know, there's a whole business out there of just faith healers and fake prophets, and they're doing it for the money because they can make a lot of money. I don't know who these people are, but then again, you go down to the store and there's a whole line of people lined up to buy lotto tickets, and that's foolishness. And then there's all kinds of people lined up to throw money down the toilet on cigarettes and you know, I mean, paying $7 a day to give themselves cancer. You know, they're not even wasting $7 a day. They're throwing away $7 and getting cancer and all the other problems from all the junk that's in cigarettes. So there's all these people lined up to buy lotto tickets, all kinds of people lined up to buy cigarettes and waste their money on. You know, it doesn't really surprise me, I guess, that there are all kinds of people just mailing in money to these prophets and fake healers and preachers. There's just truly a sucker born every minute.